You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say hey to Austin from Worcester.
Hey, Austin.
Hi, Kennedy. How are you?
Hi, I'm living the dream.
Austin is dropping his son off to go apple picking with his preschool.
Nice field trip. Let's go.
What's your favorite apple?
Yeah, I'm a little jealous. His grandma's getting to go with him today because I got to go to work.
I got to go to work.
Oh, you don't get to go. I thought you were going to go with him. All right.
Just dropping him off.
Someone's going to pay for those apples.
What's your favorite apple, Kennedy?
I don't know the names of them. I like them tart, though. I don't like them salt.
Red Delicious.
And with salt. I said
and
I said.
Granny Smith's. Yeah. Top tier. Tier one apples, man.
Duly noted.
All right, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Austin?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
She's taking her burger with her.
Five trivia questions off pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. And you're going to win yourself $100 if you tie Kennedy. That is, in fact, a loss for you. And she's now in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Question number one. Former ESPN personality Todd McShay thinks Travis Kelce is having a bad year because he spent the whole offseason partying with Taylor Swift. Kelce wears the same number Rob Gronkowski used to wear. What number is that?
87.
People magazine released an article yesterday giving tips on how to get picked out from the crowd on The Price is Right. What does the voice of God say when an audience member gets picked to play the game?
You are the next contestant on The Price is Right.
Question number three. Today is One Hit Wonder Day. Name the group behind this One Hit Wonder.
Hey friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part. Now back to your regularly scheduled programming.
Name the band.
Not gonna lie, I do not know the band's name.
Will Smith celebrating his 56th birthday today. Name the 2000 movie Smith starred in alongside Charlize Theron and Matt Damon, where he plays a mystical caddy that helps a down-and-out golfer recover his game and his life.
The Legend of Bagger Vance. It's actually my favorite movie.
Oh, wow.
I don't know that I've ever seen that one.
Such a great movie.
I know what I'm doing later today.
It's a good thing we asked that question today.
Question number five. Billie Eilish is teaming with Google Maps to help fans find eco-friendly transportation and plant-based food options in cities she plays on her world tour. Name the single Billie released over the summer that peaked at number five.
Oh, I know the song. I'm not going to lie, I can't remember the name.
That's all right. Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Still got waffle fry in your face?
It's all I can think about. Okay. It's so hard to do your job when there's food in the room.
Mm-hmm. When you walk out and come back in, it smells so good.
Kennedy, yeah. Austin got 2 out of 5.
All right. Well done, my friend.
These are very difficult, Kennedy. You ready?
I am.
Former ESPN personality Todd McShay thinks Travis Kelce is having a bad year because he spent the whole offseason partying with Taylor Swift. Kelce wears the same number Rob Gronkowski used to wear. What is it?
Oh, 87.
That's an interesting theory. Or maybe he's just getting a little bit older and he's trailing off.
He's 35, but he's averaging like 20 yards a game, which is not awesome.
Yeah.
Tied on my fantasy team.
That was a bad pick, Austin.
Question number two. People magazine released an article yesterday giving tips on how to get picked out from the crowd on The Price is Right. What does the voice of God say when an audience member gets picked to play the game?
Come on down. You're the next contestant on Price is Right.
You forgot the come on down part, Austin. That was the most important part.
Rod Roddy.
2 to 1. Question number three. I think he's
R.I.P.
Yeah, I think he's since passed.
But he's the one that
originated it. It's a great name too, Rod Roddy.
It's wonderful.
Today is One Hit Wonder Day. Ooh. Name the group behind this one, Kennedy.
Hey friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part. Now back to your regularly scheduled programming. That is Dexy's Midnight Runners.
Are you sure?
Positive.
All-time wedding song.
3 to 1. Question number four. Will Smith, turning 56 today, named the 2000 movie that he starred in alongside Charlize Theron and Matt Damon, where he plays a mystical caddy that helps a down-and-out golfer recover his game and life.
Legend of Bagger Vance.
Turns out Woo! It is Austin's all-time favorite movie and a movie I've never seen.
I don't think I've seen it either, but I do remember when it came out.
4-2. Question number 5. Billie Eilish is teaming with Google Maps to help fans find eco-friendly transportation and plant-based food options in cities that she plays on her world tour. Name the song Billie released over the summer that peaked at number 5.
Oh, gosh. I don't know.
We're playing it.
It doesn't matter.
Birds of a Feather, Kennedy. Birds of a Feather.
Oh, okay. Right.
Yeah, that's the one. 4-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Nice work. As for Austin, you're not leaving empty-handed. Congratulations. You just won a pair of tickets to the sold-out Gold Over America Tour October 6th at the TD Garden. You can watch Simone Biles and other favorite stars of the gymnastics world. There's also tickets available, or that is sold out. The tickets that are available at Ticketmaster.com are for October 7th. I was looking at the lineup to see who finally is going
to
be playing.
Give it to me.
Performing. So we've got Simone Biles is going to be there. Jordan Chiles is going to be there.
Wow.
Freddie Flips is going to be there. Melanie Johanna de Jesus de Santos.
Uh-huh.
She killed it during the Olympics. Trinity Thomas is going to be there. It's going to be should be a lot of fun. So you enjoy those tickets, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Austin. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name's Austin, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Beth from Woburn.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Kennedy.
Molly, Beth is driving her niece Molly to school. She's 9 years old.
Hi.
Hi, Molly. Will you ladies get Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
Hey, Molly, who's your favorite singer?
Sia.
You like Sia? That's a really good pick. She's got a great voice. All right, so here we go. 5 trivia questions all about pop culture. You just have to answer more correctly than Kennedy, and you're going to win yourself the $100. A reminder that Kennedy has left the studio, and she can't hear anything that is happening. So if you tie her, that is a loss for you. Question number 1. Freddie Prinze Jr. will return as Ray in an upcoming sequel to I Know What You Did Last Summer. Jennifer Love Hewitt is also in talks to return. Who has Freddie Prinze Jr. been married to since 2002?
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Question number 2. Today is National One-Hit Wonder Day. Please name the artist behind this one-hit wonder. Here, take a listen.
Hey, friends. It's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part. Now back to your regularly scheduled programming.
Name the artist.
Gautier.
I never liked that song.
Speaking of One Hit Wonder Day, the New York Post put out an article matching up each zodiac sign with the appropriate One Hit Wonder. If you're a Sagittarius, congrats, you got Chumbawamba. How many zodiac signs are there?
Oh, I have no idea. Let's go with 9.
Question number 4. Lady Gaga is releasing an album this Friday called Harley Quinn. It's a 13-track companion album to her movie Joker, Folie à Deux.
Did you take French in school?
I did.
I can tell. You really hit that.
Gaga's breakout role on the big screen came in 2018 alongside Bradley Cooper in which movie?
The Star is Born? No, that's not it. I can't remember.
Believe in yourself.
Question number 5. Reginald Vell Johnson paid tribute to the greatest Christmas movie of all time, Die Hard, on Dancing with the Stars last night. He said, quote, Bruce Willis was very kind to me in my first major role. I thanked him for that. I always will. What is the name of the high-rise building Die Hard takes place in?
I don't know. I've never seen the movie.
All right. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
You and Molly should both watch it this weekend. It's good family fun.
What the heck? You guys yell.
I don't know what she just said, but it was probably adorable.
Yeah.
Just sounds adorable, whatever Molly says. I have Beth getting 3 out of 5 correct, Dan.
Yes.
Is that good?
Well done, friends.
Yes. Yep. 3 out of 5.
Is it tough? You ready, Kennedy?
Yeah.
Freddie Prinze Jr. will return as Ray in an upcoming sequel to I Know What You Did Last Summer. Jennifer Love Hewitt also in talks to return.
Let's go.
Who has Prince been married to since 2002?
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Tied at 1. Today's National One Hit Wonder Day. Please name the artist behind this one hit wonder.
Hey, friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part. Now back to your regularly scheduled programming.
That is Gautier.
Ooh, what is that?
My computer.
Oh. I was like, I don't remember that part of the song.
Tied to 2. Question number 3. Speaking of One Hit Wonder Day, the New York Post put out an article matching each zodiac sign with the appropriate One Hit Wonder.
Oh.
If you're a Sagittarius, Kennedy, congrats, you got Chumbawamba. How many zodiac signs are there?
12.
What is your zodiac sign again?
I'm an Aries, please.
I am a Cancer.
Do you have the list in front of you of the other 12?
No, but I remember mine was Cake by the Ocean by DNCE.
Ooh, that's a good one.
What was Leo? Do you know?
No. I didn't memorize them all. Mm.
3 to 2. Question number 4. Lady Gaga is releasing an album Friday called Harlequin. It's a 13-track companion album to her movie Joker Folie à Deux. Gaga's breakout role on the big screen came in 2018 alongside Bradley Cooper in which movie?
Star is Born.
4 to 3. Question number 5. Reginald Vell Johnson paid tribute to the greatest Christmas movie of all time, Die Hard.
Yep.
It happened on Dancing with the Stars last night. He said, and I quote, Bruce Willis was very kind to me in my first major role. I thanked him for that. I always will. What is the name of the high-rise building Die Hard takes place in?
Nakatomi Plaza?
It's my girl.
Was that right?
Mm-hmm.
Woohoo!
Nice job.
Carson, Aries, is quite right. Come on, Feel the Noise. They were not written more numbers. Mm. Oh, and yours is I'm Too Sexy.
Of course it is.
There you go. That's a good one.
Right, said Fred.
Can do the rest of the show without his shirt.
All right. Well, nice job, Kennedy. You get to win 5 to 3. I'm sorry, Beth and Molly. You don't get the cash this morning.
But we had fun.
We had a blast. We really appreciate you ladies listening this morning.
So excited we got through.
Aww.
What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
We're Beth
and Molly
from Woburn, and we can't beat Kennedy.
Bye, Molly.
Bye.
And don't forget.
All right, that's fine.
What? No, I turned it off.
Okay.
So she probably said goodbye and turned it off already. Don't forget, it starts tomorrow at 9:45, our 1K CBK. We will be playing a fourth game of Can't Beat Kennedy every day at 9:45 a.m. And instead of winning just $100, you could win $1,000.
Yipes.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Dave from Melrose.
Dave's not here, man.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Dave works for National Grid. Goes out and does the
bless
house calls
heart.
For your meters. Yes.
Thank you.
Oh, you must meet some weird people rolling up to people's houses.
You see some stuff, yeah, that's for sure.
Dave, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
5 trivia questions that are all about pop culture, Dave. You answer more of them right than Kennedy. You win the cash. If you tie, that is a loss for you. Kennedy's now over in that soundproof studio, so she can't hear anything that is happening. Question number 1. Mark Hamill turning 73 today. He's known for playing one of the most iconic characters in cinematic history. Who did he play?
Luke Skywalker.
Johnny Depp says his life was turned into a soap opera to the point that it was even televised, but he adds, quote, we all go through what we go through. Name Johnny's ex-wife that he had a very public legal battle with.
Amber Heard.
Worst human ever.
Well, she pooped in his bed.
This rapper turns 44 today. Take a listen to one of his biggest songs and then name the rapper.
Hey, friends. It's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part. Now back to your regularly scheduled programming.
Name the rapper.
I should know that. That's in my age range. That is... Etan.
Question number four. Jessica Biel has backed out of the upcoming Peacock series, The Good Daughter. Which TV show brought Jessica Biel to fame in the 90s?
Seventh Heaven.
The Weeknd now has the most songs with a billion streams. His latest song is After Hours. He broke a 17-song tie with Drake. The Weeknd also has the most streamed songs in history. Name the song.
What is it? Blinding Lights, I think.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Dave knows his pop culture, Dan.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good. Can't tell if Dave is super excited about pop culture trivia or about beer. But I think it's a little of both now. After
why not both?
I used to work in the beer industry, so I'd be lying if I said it wasn't more on the beer side.
There we go. We're going to see you at Harpoon Fest. Can't wait. All right, Kennedy. I have Dave answering 4 out of 5 correct.
Well done, my friend.
These are tough. You ready?
Yep.
Mark Hamill turns 73 today. He's known for playing one of the most iconic characters in cinematic history. Who did he play?
Luke Skywalker.
Tied at 1. Johnny Depp says his life was turned into a soap opera to the point that it was even televised. But he adds, quote, "We all go through what we go through." Name Johnny's ex-wife he had that very public legal battle with.
Amber Heard.
Tied at 2. This rapper, hold on, I have to sneeze.
Kazoon type.
Oh, that one's made the hairs on the back of my neck stand up. I have goosebumps.
Came from your feet.
This rapper turns 44 today. Take a listen to one of his biggest hit songs and then name him.
Hey, friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part. Now back to your regularly scheduled programming. That is T.I.
Little stuff stopping, big stuff popping. Can't say what he actually said in there. 3-2, question number 4. Jessica Biel has backed out of the upcoming Peacock series, The Good Daughter. Which TV show brought Jessica Biel to fame in the 90s?
Seventh Heaven.
Oh, man, that's a bonus point.
That show does not hold up.
4-3, question number 5. The Weeknd now. The Weeknd now has the most songs with a billion streams. His latest song to hit a billion, After Hours, broke a 17-song tie with Drake. The Weeknd also has the most streamed song in the history of Spotify. Name the song.
Blinding Lights.
Woo. 5-4 is final score, Kennedy. Nice job.
Thank you.
Nice work. You get the win. Dave, you don't get the cash, but you're not leaving empty-handed. We have a pair of tickets. You're going to Harpoon's Oktoberfest happening October 4th and 5th at Harpoon Brewery in the Seaport. You can purchase tickets at harpoonbrewery.com. It is a 21-plus event. You've got tickets for the 4th, and then I will be there the afternoon of the 5th. So if you're going to be out there, make sure to stop by and say hello.
Ready your leader.
Yes. We can talk lacrosse.
Oh, lacrosse and IPAs?
Oh, hey. Brother.
Oh. Sounds like a day to me.
Sounds terrifying.
Sounds like I hope you two have fun.
Dave, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Dave from Melrose, and I can't beat Kennedy for a second time.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.